Ariel Mornings.
Join me in the Finish 24-Hour Challenge. Start by cooking a lasagna. Skip the rinse and load.
Today is a WREL weather alert day. We have the potential for some scattered strong to severe thunderstorms. I'll show you the timeline.
Plus, preparations are underway in Miami, Florida, as former President Donald Trump gets ready for his historic arraignment on federal charges. We're taking a look at what he'll be doing today, just 24 hours before stepping foot into a courthouse.
And it's the first day for summer camps all across the Triangle as children transition out of the classroom and into summer fun. What parents need to know this morning, if you're still looking to find the right spot for your child, man. So glad you're with us this morning. I'm Ken Smith and Jeff Hogan.
And I'm Renee Chu. We do have a WREL weather alert day to tell you about. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WREL Severe Weather Center with a look at our potential risks for severe weather and when this is all going to happen.
It's more likely that we would see severe storms later this afternoon, but we may see a few isolated showers this morning. We have a level one risk in our area, a little bit closer to the coast. It's a level two risk. But what that level one risk means for us is we'd have an isolated potential for some damaging winds, some brief heavy rain, and possibly some hail with the system. We take a look at what's happening right now. We do already have some rain that's back across Greensboro, Winston-Salem, stretching back down towards Charlotte. Some of that likely to roll through. That is not likely to be thunderstorms or severe for us this morning, but we could see a little bit of shower activity during the morning commute. So we'll kick things off here at 4:30. You can see that rain that's back to the west right now. And as we push it ahead in time, we're looking at, of course, that moving on ahead. There's 5:30. It's still back to our west. Notice how it begins to dissipate just a little bit, but a bit of light rains could still come through between, say, 9 and 11 or so. But we're not looking at anything that's likely to have a big impact for the morning commute. And then during the afternoon, some scattered storms pop up, but mainly from the Triangle area southward, Goldsboro to Raleigh, down toward Clinton and Fayetteville, and that will move through around, say, the evening commute through dinner time. Hour by hour, temperatures are going to be warm, but not as hot as it was yesterday when we hit 91 for the first time this season. Highs with some cloud cover today will be in the mid-80s.
Elizabeth, thanks. Law enforcement is beefing up security in Miami, Florida this morning. Former President Trump is set to arrive today ahead of his historic arraignment on federal criminal charges. Campaign officials say Trump will spend the night at his club, about 20 minutes from the heavily protected courthouse where he'll appear tomorrow. Trump faces a 37-count federal indictment accusing him of keeping classified documents in his home after he left office. The charges have divided Republicans, and Trump's former attorney general is refusing to defend him.
I was shocked by the degree of sensitivity of these documents and how many there were, frankly. If even half of it is true, then he's toast.
This is just feels un-American. It feels wrong at some level. And I think people are very frustrated that they don't see the equal application of justice.
Federal agents are monitoring plans for protests at Trump's court appearance and any violent rhetoric online. Trump denied wrongdoing in a visit to North Carolina Saturday.
We're working to learn more from police after a man barricaded himself inside his home with his wife and two children inside. Investigators in Clinton have released little to no information about the standoff on South Wilson Street since early yesterday morning. We do know the man involved started shooting at police and the standoff has since ended, but we've made repeated calls to find out how the wife and children are doing but heard nothing. Witnesses say they heard at least 24 gunshots in the neighborhood and an ambulance arrived on that scene.
A little after the police showed up, there was arguing back and forth, trying to get him out of the house, trying to get the kids and the wife out of the house. Then a hail of gunfire later, silence. Shots. Must have been like 12 or 14, shotguns and sidearms.
Well, state troopers and deputies also responded to that standoff. Now, Kinley police have been trying to rebuild since a series of mass resignations last year.
Safety concerns are growing near Raleigh's Glenwood South after a shooting sent three people to the hospital. It happened early yesterday morning on West North Street. Officers say three men were hurt. Two are expected to survive. Another has serious injuries. Last year, police reported an uptick in gun and drug-related crimes around Glenwood South. People living nearby say that has them thinking twice before going out at night.
We got an email recently saying crime is going up, so be aware of your surroundings.
I don't come out at night. I don't come out here at night, no ma'am.
Raleigh police have not said what led to the shooting or if they've made any arrests.
School is out, and today thousands of children all across the area kick off their summer break at several different camps and parks and pools. And as we know, there's been a constant employee shortage. WRA's Laura Levine live this morning. And Laura, a couple things here. Is that still the case? And if so, what should parents know to help them navigate around all these challenges?
Things are improving, Ken. That's really the bottom line to this story. Today, many summer camps are opening, like the one here at Chavis Park behind me, where they're going to be welcoming hundreds and thousands of kids for the next couple of weeks. Also, pools are now open 7 days a week. For the past few weeks, they've only been open on the weekends. So this time last year, some public pools were closed because of staffing shortages. The Parks and Rec Department was able to increase staffing this year by offering higher part-time salaries and by boosting recruitment efforts. We're told there's now enough employees to open all pools, but some facilities may still operate under limited capacity depending on the day. They're still in need of about 30 more lifeguards, a dozen cashiers, and about 8 more managers.
We're trying to basically rebuild to what we were in 2019. And it's taking some time, but we are moving in the right direction, and we're very happy about that. We have all our facilities open, and we're going to do everything we can to continue that. There just may be times that it's not quite 100%.
And he says that now that summer is out, there is more young people beginning to apply for these positions, now ranging from $11 an hour to up to $16 an hour. Coming up in our next half hour, we'll have more information about the camps that are opening and the ones that still have slots open. Laura Levine, WREL News, live in Raleigh.
Well, an important traffic alert for drivers in Cary before you head out this morning. Walnut Street is scheduled to close today between Kildare Farm Road and Walker Street. That's so contractors can widen Kildare Farm Road through the intersection. The town expects to work at least, at least about 3 weeks. Traffic detours will be in place, rerouting traffic to Maynard Road and Kildare Farm Road until the project is finished.
ESPN is mourning the loss of one of its employees who died after having a medical emergency during the NCAA Baseball Super Regional in Winston-Salem. They say director Kyle Brown died Saturday. As of right now, they haven't released any details on what led to his death. ESPN stated that Brown was a deeply admired member of the production team. He worked with the company for 16 years. Brown's medical emergency on Saturday caused a nearly two-hour game delay.
Well, a Fayetteville native is making history at the Tony Awards.
Jay Harrison G.
Jay Harrison G. won Best Performance by an Actor in a Leading Role for their performance in Broadway's Some Like It Hot. G., along with Alex Newell of Shucked, became the first out non-binary performers to win Tonys for acting.
For every trans, non-binary, gender non-conforming human, whoever was told you couldn't be seen, this is for you.
Another Fayetteville native, Natasha Yvette Williams, was also nominated, and the show was hosted by North Carolina's own Ariana DeBose, who kicked off the show with a rousing dance number. Last night's show was unscripted because of the ongoing writer's strike. As for the top awards, Best Musical went to Kimberly Akembo, and Best Play went to Leopold Stat. Wow.
Nice. Well, the Triangle and North Carolina was well represented at the Tonys, that's for sure. Great to see their work recognized.
Absolutely. It was a wonderful night for North Carolina natives.
Coming up, a miraculous story about four children who survived 40 days alone in the Amazon jungle. The new details we're learning about what they ate and clues that led to their rescue.
Also, if you're afraid of seeing a shark on your next beach trip, this may be new fear of yours. Stay tuned for the video of a bear swimming near the Gulf Coast.
And you're taking a live look at Durham this morning. Today is a WREL weather alert day. Elizabeth Gardner will let us know when we could see severe weather.
From the WREL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42 today. We have a WRAL weather alert day, a level one, and then a level two risk over closer to the coast. But we're under a level one risk for today. Best chance of scattered storms would be later on this afternoon, especially from the Triangle area southward. Damaging wind would be our biggest threat. We take a look at what's happening right now. We do have some showers that are over around Greensboro currently. We're going to see that sliding toward our area, but a lot of that fizzles out. Watch what happens here on Futurecast. Notice as we get closer to, say, 6, 7 o'clock, we don't see a whole lot of that. But by maybe 9 or 10, we'll see a quick shower that rolls through, but that's just going to be an isolated shower or so. It'll be later in the afternoon before we start to see some scattered storms, and you can see a few of those popping up, especially south and east of the Triangle. We'll see highs today in the mid to upper 80s.
Happening right now in the WREL Live Center, we are following some breaking news out of Fayetteville. The Fayetteville Fire Department responded to this structure here. This is the fishing pier and seafood. They responded to a fire here at 2 o'clock this morning. This is on Murkison Road in Fayetteville. The fire department did arrive to find this structure on fire. They do say the fire is under control at this time, but it does appear to be suspicious in nature. Right now, they're saying there are no injuries. WREL's Michael Grace is on the way to that scene. He'll have a live report coming up for us shortly. A person is in custody this morning after shooting at least 3 men dead and 3 other men hurt in Maryland. This is new video of the scene where investigators have been for hours gathering evidence. They say the shooting happened at a home Sunday night in Annapolis. Officers say the victims' ages range from 20s to early 50s. The mayor spoke out a few hours ago about the tragedy.
People trying to resolve issues with guns. It is the most ridiculous thing that we can do as a society. We have to do things to stop this. Our department and all the departments that are helping us will work through the night to get to the bottom of this. We are saddened for the families, saddened for Annapolis that they have to deal with things like this.
Police say the person in custody is being called a person of interest at this time, and no charges have been filed. So far, investigators have not determined a motive for the shooting. They do say they believe it was not a random act and that the public is not in danger.
Well, new details are emerging this morning about how 4 children miraculously survived 40 days alone in the Amazon jungle after a plane crash. According to Colombian military forces, the children ate cassava flour. It's commonly used by indigenous tribes in the Amazon region. They also ate fruits and seeds they found. The children's grandmother says the oldest child, who was just 13 years old, always took care of her siblings, including the youngest, who was just 11 months. These pictures from the search team shows half-eaten food and small footprints in the rainforest, which helped lead to their rescue. Authorities say the children had been missing since May 1st. 3 adults, including their mother, were killed in a plane crash.
Amazing they survived. Mm-hmm. And this morning, the search continues for this rescue dog who was found by the kids during their time in the Amazon. His name is Wilson. Authorities say he's part of the Special Forces team, but disappeared on May 18th while out searching for the children. The kids say they spent about 3 or 4 days with him before they got separated.
Well, scary moments for people working at a Spectrum corporate office in Greensboro when gunshots rang out in the HR department. Prosecutors say the company's HR team called Jaslyn Ingram in the office on Wednesday for a meeting. They say she came back the next day, resigned, went back to her car, grabbed a gun, and shot the door in order to gain access to the building. A second person, Richard Ingram, is also charged in the case. Court documents show Ingram's 2 children were also in the car during that shooting. No one was hurt.
Commuters in Philly will need to find a new route this morning as a portion of I-95 is expected to be closed for months. This video from the scene shows the aftermath of a tanker truck fire that caused part of the interstate to collapse yesterday. Officials told commuters to plan for alternate routes or modes of travel and to follow detours. The National Transportation Safety Board is sending a team to investigate. No injuries have been reported so far.
A busy road in Raleigh is back open this morning after a medical incident caused a crash. This is what Capitol Boulevard near Buffalo Road looked like Sunday afternoon. Police say an elderly person was driving when they had a medical complication of some sort, causing them to hit 2 vehicles before their car flipped. Officers say the incident is under investigation. They did not say if charges will be filed. Well, the Fayetteville bus system fast will begin requiring fares again starting the 1st of July. You may begin buying passes today. Fast stopped requiring tickets in 2020 because of the COVID pandemic. You can buy passes at the Transit Center on Franklin Street. Now, make sure you have these ahead of time as operators can't make change. City employees can still ride free by showing their badge.
All new this morning, there's a new fleet of Starlink satellites in orbit. SpaceX launched them from Cape Canaveral just after 3 a.m. This is SpaceX's 40th launch of the year. It's the first of two Falcon 9 rockets scheduled to take off today.
Well, people trying to enjoy the beach in Florida were in for quite a surprise. Take a look at what we're talking about here. This video shows a bear swimming in the ocean before running up on the shoreline. It happened yesterday just before noon on Florida's Gulf coastline. It's unclear where the bear came from or where it went after it took off running.
It is 4:48 and it's dry now, but that will soon change. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner details the timeline of when we'll see rain and storms. Elizabeth.
Here's a look at our severe weather threat. It is, of course, a WRL weather alert day. We're under a level one or a green code there for our storms developing late this afternoon. It's more likely that we'll see those from the Triangle area southward and mostly around dinner time or so. We take a look at our severe weather threats. Winds at 40 to 60 miles per hour would be potentially the biggest threat, but severe level winds are going to be at 60 miles per hour above. Quarter size hail is possible with this as well. We take a look at dual Doppler 5000 radar. And you can see back to the west right now, we have some scattered showers, but our futurecast models are showing as that moves eastward, it really fizzles out. And there'll be very little rain that we'll see, maybe a sprinkle or two as we get closer to, say, 8 or 9 o'clock. We do have a tiny little shower that's just popped up here in the southern part of Granville County. You can see that's moving up along the I-85 corridor. So a couple little isolated showers along and north of I-85 this morning, but for the most part, it looks like it's going to be a fairly dry morning commute for us. Here's a look at futurecast, and you can see some isolated showers around 9, 10 o'clock, and then a bit of a break for a while. A lot of cloud cover for today, maybe a few breaks in the clouds. Around 5 o'clock, a couple of isolated cells pop up, and then a bit of a line develops from Goldsboro to Clinton to Fayetteville and slides on out by around 9 o'clock. And after that, we're looking pretty quiet as we get into the next several days. It looks like we're going to be pretty dry for Tuesday before another round of thunderstorms on Wednesday. We take a look at what's happening out there right now. This is a live look at downtown Durham. You can see gray skies currently. Right now, 69 is our current temperature, so it's a very warm start with a dew point of 64. So it feels a little warm and muggy. Our temperatures will climb to almost 80 degrees by lunchtime. Around town, high temperature 85 in Raleigh and Durham, 89 in Fayetteville. So it won't be quite as hot as yesterday. We hit 91 officially. And our dew point right now is at 64. So that puts us right there in the tolerable, almost steamy zone, and you'll feel it when you head out. But tomorrow looks beautiful. We're in the comfy zone. After that, we're back to tolerable for Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday in terms of our humidity. Again, it is a WRL weather alert day for today. Tomorrow looks lovely, a little cooler, 83, nice drop in our humidity. Another round of thunderstorms Wednesday, and then we're headed into a hot period toward the end of the week. We could add a couple of more 90-degree days to our total this year and potentially see a few scattered thunderstorms on Sunday.
All right, Elizabeth, thanks. Well, this Pride Month, President Biden is announcing new protections for the LGBTQ plus community.
What the White House is doing to protect Pride events and address civil rights violations. It is 4:54 as we take a live look at downtown Raleigh from the Museum of Natural Sciences. Yesterday, we hit a high of 91. We won't be as hot as it was yesterday, but we do have the chance for severe storms. Today is a WRL weather alert day. A Fuquay Varina mother of four says she is battling stage 4 breast cancer. She is fighting this battle away from home in a specialized clinic in Arizona.
And as she fights, her bills for treatment are adding up and adding to the additional layer of stress. WRL's Julian Gray spoke with the family about the challenges and how the community is showing support.
This is video of Danielle McKean's kids. These short videos bring her so much joy right now. Because the Fuquay Varina mom is 2,100 miles away in Arizona, battling stage 4 breast cancer. Why is she in Arizona? McKean says her insurance denied a drug to help her battle the disease. So she's receiving treatment at a clinic in Arizona that specializes in stage 4 breast cancer. Meanwhile, her husband is back here in Fuquay Varina taking care of their kids. Right now, she says her family has to pay out of pocket for her medical expenses. They started a GoFundMe account and raised $100,000, but that's only half the cost of her treatment. Despite all of that, she remains grateful for the support she has received.
My mom said something that stuck with me, and she said very few people get to see how much they're loved in their lifetime. And I've seen so much love in the past, since December, 6 months, that I'm like, thank you, God, for loving me. Like, thank you for loving me so much. It means everything.
Well, McKean says she stays upbeat by her faith in God and prayer.
And we know North Carolinians like to help. You can find out more about her story on our website at WREL.com. 4:56 now, President Joe Biden announces new actions to protect the LGBTQ+ community. It comes as people across the country celebrate Pride Month. The protections include strengthening physical safety at Pride celebrations, community centers, small businesses, and more. Addressing civil rights violations also included in the new plan, as well as improving mental health and other support resources. And President Biden wants you to text him. In a recent tweet, he posted his number saying he wants to hear from you about what's top of mind for you and your family. The number is 302-404-0880. 4:56 now. This is a live look outside in downtown Raleigh this morning. Today is the WREL Weather Alert Day. Coming up at 5, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will go over the timing and impacts of today's potential for severe weather.
Also, law enforcement in Florida preparing for former President Donald Trump's arrival today ahead of his arraignment tomorrow in Miami. What his former attorney general is saying about the federal charges the former president is facing.
School is out and summer camps are starting today. What parents need to know if they still want to register their child for camp.